joined once again on The Green by contributor Larry Nangast, who takes us to the garden this week, talking about the Urban Garden Initiative, a project started by a local high school student that's is gaining traction, not just locally, but elsewhere. Larry, thanks for being with us here on The Green this week.
Glad to be here, Tom.
So let's start with a little primer on the Urban Garden Initiative. How does it work, and what prompted the student we're talking about, Megan Chen, to start this?
Okay, well, first of all, many parts of Wilmington, like many other urban areas around the world, can easily be labeled a food desert. That's a place where there are a few markets where residents have easy access to fresh food. And urban areas are typically built up, too, so there's not a lot of open space for growing things. Next, Megan Chen. She's a senior at Newark Charter School, and she's been interested in gardening and environmental issues since she was a child. She started digging into this food desert problem 2 years ago, and she created the Urban Garden Initiative. Okay, so how does this work? It's a simple concept. You find a school with a teacher who's willing to invest a couple of hours in having their students learn about gardening. You visit the school. You drop off enough materials for all of the students. That would include like a 5-gallon pot, soil, fertilizer, and some seedlings or some seed. And you talk to the kids about gardening and good nutrition. You show them how to plant and care for their gardens. And you do some follow-up during the school year. Now, the containers are easy for kids to manage, and they don't take a lot of space. You can put them on your front porch or on your back steps or, you know, maybe even in a sunny spot inside your house.
And so the initial footprint of this program was pretty local. Local schools, local support, that was kind of the idea, right?
Yes. Megan got into a handful of schools last year, Bayard and Bancroft in Wilmington, Shumadil in Newark, and a couple of charters. She made connections with businesses and organizations that have related interests, Newark Natural Foods, the Delaware Nature Society, the Delaware Center of Horticulture, for example. And she also went out and sought grants and donations from businesses and from individuals.
But just like everything else, the COVID-19 pandemic changed the game for this project as well. How did it have to pivot to deal with the current situation?
Well, when the pandemic closed down the school buildings in March, it meant that the program couldn't do the second round of in-person sessions that it had planned. And it created a lot of uncertainty about how to operate during the school year that's recently started. So Megan Chen did have to change her direction a little bit. And so instead of going to schools, she hooked up with community centers and boys and girls clubs. These are places where city kids typically spend a lot of time in the summer and after school from September to June. Now, the logistics were a little bit different, but the process was essentially the same. She'd bring gardening materials to the venue. She'd talk about food and nutrition. She'd show the kids how to plant, how to water, how to fertilize, and from all this, hope that some healthy habits would take root.
Now, while the program has largely focused on kids, it has, through some of its contacts with these organizations, started working with teens and adults too, right?
Yes, that's true. And that's what's neat about working with community centers. You can reach more than just kids in the elementary grades. Teens and adults show up for programs there, too. Now, for example, through the Reach Riverside Revitalization Project in Northeast Wilmington, the initiative is going to have an impact at all age levels. In early September, Megan and her volunteer team built an outdoor environmental classroom behind the Kingswood Community Center, where there is already a flourishing garden. The classroom, which amounts to a canopied area with several picnic tables and benches, is going to be used by preschoolers at Kingswood Early Learning Center and by the members of the senior center that is based there as well. In addition, volunteers from the initiative will be offering instruction in gardening, nutrition, and environmental topics at the warehouse, which is that new gathering place that the teens for teens that the Reach Riverside had opened up earlier this year.
So a lot of good connections there. What kind of feedback is the program getting from the groups that it's working with so far?
Well, you know, it's uniformly positive because this is a program that's easy to understand and it addresses a major need in communities where there are problems with good nutrition and with access to fresh food. If you teach kids how to grow vegetables, they'll never grow hungry, says Rich Parson, who's the health, wellness, and safety coordinator at Reach Riverside. And, you know, and that's important in a neighborhood like Riverside. It's an area where dollar stores are the most convenient places to buy food because there aren't any supermarkets close by.
So now we've talked a lot about the growth locally of this program, but we've also kind of teased the fact that the Urban Garden Initiative has also taken off elsewhere, nationally and even globally. What does that piece look like? How did that happen?
Well, you know, as I mentioned at the start, Megan Chen knew from her research that food deserts are a national, even a worldwide problem. And she gained some recognition early this year from the Points of Light Foundation. That was the nonprofit that was inspired by the late President George H.W. Bush's 1,000 Points of Light call to stimulate volunteerism. So as the pandemic slowed activities locally, Megan secured a Google grant and then used her project's website to start building a larger network. The organization now has more than 40 chapters worldwide in 16 different states and 8 countries, including India and the Philippines. Now, it's a loosely developed network. It's not like a franchise where all of the operations look the same, but there are some basic standards. Every chapter needs a high school or college student as a leader. It needs a garden program to promote, and it needs the resources to teach resources and to engage in environmental projects in their communities.
So tell us a little bit more about Megan Chen herself and the path that kind of led her to this project.
Well, I mean, first of all, Megan has always been interested in gardening and the environment, things that she's been digging into, literally and figuratively, since her elementary school years. 2 years ago, she participated in Dual School, the project-based learning initiative that we've talked about here before, that brings together students from several high schools to work on their passion projects for a semester and getting help from expert mentors along the way. At the time, Megan's project was writing a children's book, and then when the book was finished, she promoted it to local schools, and her increased exposure to kids who didn't always have good food to eat inspired her to tackle this food desert issue at the local level.
So now, Megan, as we mentioned, is a senior. She's looking ahead to college. What is next for the Urban Garden Initiative when she graduates? Can it kind of keep going? Does she have some plans in place?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, Megan wants it to continue, and she plans to stay involved. But some of that is going to depend upon where she goes to college. You know, coordinating her international network of chapters is something that can be done online, no matter where she's located. But hands-on activity in Delaware requires a physical presence. Now, Zach Jones, who runs Dual School, tells me that this is a major issue for young entrepreneurs as they transition from high school to college. But Megan has already taken some steps to address the issue. The Urban Garden Initiative does have a board of directors that includes a couple of adults, and Megan is now setting up a youth executive committee, a group of high school students who will take responsibility for specific pieces of this program, things like marketing, fundraising, purchasing, instruction, and so on, and they would be in a position to carry on these in-person aspects of the initiative if she attends college out of state. While it's not clear yet how all of that is going to evolve, Megan Chen says she's learned that even if you're young, you do have the power to change your community, and she's starting to see the impact of her work. It's great to get youth more involved, she says, and to see gardens where you're not used to seeing them.
And it's something that clearly is a project that seems to have a lot of worth and value. It seems like it's something that someone's going to pick up the mantle to move it along in her absence if she does have to move on to other things.
I would certainly think so. As I said, it's a simple project. It takes a lot of work, but the basics there are simple. They're easy to understand, and let's hope that it does move forward and does continue for some many years to come.
Larry Nangas, as always, we appreciate your time and we appreciate your reporting. Thanks for joining us on The Green this week.
You're quite welcome.